every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for the Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home, she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. The Spirit of truth will testify to me, says the Lord, and you also will testify. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today's gospel, just like yesterday's, refers to the Holy Spirit as the advocate. I know the Spanish word for lawyer is abogado, like advocate. There is this sense that this is the one who stands next to you, ready to speak up in your interest or on your behalf. In today's verses and yesterday's too, from John's gospel, the word in Greek for advocate is parakletos, paraclete. One Greek translation I have defines paraclete the encourager, and another as comforter. I like to think of it almost in terms of something between a godparent and a lawyer. This one who will see that truth or justice is served and that we will be fully supported by the advocate's confidence in us, but also fully instructed in how to decide well and how to use our God-given abilities for sustaining ourselves and for aiding other people. Jesus implies in today's gospel that the hour is coming when there will be defections in the ranks. Those who leave what they have been brought up to know might even turn violent, turn actively against those who are staunchly allied with Jesus. There are examples today of killing done in the name of divine righteousness, and there is killing done as a result of grave mental turmoil. We can't live our lives in fear of such things, but we take seriously the warning that Jesus gives. It is possible to wander off course, to convince ourselves that we're still of the company of Jesus, even as we move further and further from the essential truths that the Holy Spirit has imparted. The Holy Spirit is comforter and encourager when we regularly reassert what we believe and recommit to the fullness of the faith that's found in Jesus and in his revelation to us of the Father and the Father's intentions and activity. Just as Isidore of Seville compiled all he knew of human knowledge, in Jesus is all we need to know of the Father and of the Spirit sent from them to be our advocate.